Bill McKay is here right now, and he has been looking into some of the housing policies that the parties are looking at for the election. Bill, thank you and welcome.
Yeah, kia ora, Catherine. So you can tell it's election year, can't you? We're seeing some very big numbers being chucked around about new houses to be built.
Yes.
Yeah. So
you've delved into it a little bit more deeply.
Yeah. So Labor are promising to get to the bottom line. Labor are promising 100,000 new houses in 10 years. But Bill English recently mentioned that we're going to see a housing boom over the next 6 years, in which 200,000 houses will be built. My question there is, for both of them, is who's building them? And how do we manage that? Where are they and will they be affordable?
Which have been the same questions for about the last few years, indeed.
Yep. It's been quite a few years now. And with those numbers as well, I don't know who's going to build them because we've got a real capacity. I mean, we all know how difficult it is to get a builder in New Zealand. So I think
and allied trades.
Yes. So we might be reliant on school kids with cardboard and plastic bags, I think. Anyway, let's run through what National, the current government, are promising first. And by the way, it's not a housing crisis, it's a challenge for them. So their big policy was special housing areas. And with those, there were over about 200 of them throughout the country. So basically, you could put your hand up and say, I own this, you know, few thousand square metres of land here. I promised to build some dwellings on it. In return, you would get a fast-track consent through the council, resource consent, building consent. But basically, that hasn't delivered. And in July, it was just announced that over 86 out of 154 in Auckland, that's over half of them, have been scrapped. Because basically, what people were doing there is they were just land banking. So if you can, when we talk about upzoning, if you've got a chunk of land and the zone changes upwards and you can build more houses on it, or you get a freebie fast track through the council or something like that, that makes your land more valuable. So lots of people were applying for that SHA, special housing area rating, and then just sitting on it. So that's been a failure, I'm afraid. The next thing that National have been promising and is the $1 billion infrastructure fund to help develop suburbs and get the stormwater and the roads and all of that going. The problem with that is that it's a loan. So indebted councils can't take that on. So what's happened there just very recently is it's morphed into a separate Crown agency that's going to do the work. I'm worried about kind of the duplication of effort here. This is taxpayers' money. I would just give it to the local authorities and allow them to get on with it rather than having both a local authority and a separate Crown agency involved in that.
Okay, and next?
Yeah, so the one very positive idea that's come out of National recently is the Urban Development Authority, and these work really well overseas. The idea is there that you acquire, in the same way that you can use the Public Works Act to acquire land for roading or motorways or something, you acquire land, it may be an old race course that no one's really using anymore, it could be a big rundown area of housing or a bit of light industry or something like that. You acquire that, you master plan it, you get the consents for it. But overseas, these urban design authorities are funded to get it built. And that's the problem here. There's no funding to build them. And my worry there is that at the moment, once you acquire the land and you can master plan it and consent it, then you get on to Fletcher's or Hawkins or one of the big developers to do it. And my concern there is really you're acquiring land under the Public Works Act and then effectively handing it over to a private developer. And I've got real ethical worries about that. Of course, RMA reform, reducing red tape, etc., etc., that's something all the parties bang on about. But the other one that I'm concerned about is, and this is what Labor is proposing to do as well, is get councils to loosen land supply, and I'll come back to that shortly. So just moving on to Labor, So they're going somewhere where the National government is not. Labor is saying they will stop speculation. So one thing they'll do is take that 2-year bright line test and push that out to 5 years to stop speculation. And they're also talking about no foreign land ownership in the country at the moment. And those are two areas where National is hesitant to go at the moment. Personally, I'm a little bit worried about banging on punishing immigrants, because we understand throughout the world that immigration is actually neutral. It's not a negative or particularly a positive in relation to a country, but stopping our cities becoming monopoly boards is certainly a good idea. Homes are for housing primarily, not for speculators. So Labor's big idea is Kiwi Build, and what they'll do there is build 100,000 dwellings over 10 years, and we do actually have some very useful detail on this. So 50% of it will be in Auckland and aimed at first home buyers, but you've got to hang on to that for 5 years. That's fair enough. You can't just sort of flog it off after a couple of years. And they're talking about including apartments and townhouses and that as well, which I think is a very good idea. Auckland needs to get denser, and with that density, we get more diversity of housing as well. We've also told by Labor that there'll be $2 billion worth of capital involved in that. So that's a nice chunky number, that, and we should be able to see something happen with that. That won't build all the houses. Once the first tranche has been sold, they'll recycle the money in there and carry on with that. And something very similar to National's Urban Development Authorities as an affordable housing authority. And that'll partner with developers, councils, iwi, that sort of thing. And it will also hold any surplus Crown land. And they're talking about greenfield development there, which is, you know, paddocks on the outskirts of towns and cities, but also brownfields as well, which is light industrial areas, that sort of thing. And in welcome news to the rest of New Zealand, they're not just talking about the outskirts of Auckland, but the Hutt Valley, Dunedin South and Christchurch as well. So that's what the big parties are promising at the moment.
Have you got a New Zealand First policy there? Have you seen an explicit New Zealand First policy on housing?
Yes, there is one. They're talking about basically grabbing those that SHA land and acquiring that and setting up an agency as well. So looking at the polling at the moment, I'm sure that we'll see New Zealand First siding with either Labor or National, but they're both on the same page there.
Well, the other thing is that that land banking, that's been an issue for the special housing areas, isn't it? Good stuff, I guess, in the Herald this morning, looking at housing policy as well, and pointing out that's been one of the challenges. Many of those special housing areas haven't progressed because the problem is there is still the incentive to land bank while values rise.
That's right.
And so what they're alluding to now is what, use it or lose it, or what?
Yeah. So in the same way an Urban Development Authority, National, or a Affordable Housing Authority, Labor, can acquire land through the Public Works Act, New Zealand First are saying they'll acquire that land that's currently there for special housing and do something with it.
At a fair value. Yeah.
That's the theory, yeah. Yes.
What we're seeing then are some reasonably common things. For a start, government is going to have to intervene in this market.
Yeah. So National have had 9 years, and really I haven't seen much happening there. But the big themes are is more central government action. And certainly since about mid-2016, National have been saying, central government will actually govern, I suppose. And then the other common theme is creating these authorities, these agencies, reducing red tape. But the one that's of real concern to me, and this is both Labor and National, is they want to release more rural land for development. I think that's a bad idea. I think we're fixated on that kind of development because it's the way we've always built.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the up versus out debate. And to be fair to National, its argument was a market, to an extent, a market response, which is if the land is not being released for development, And it pointed a lot to how long it took the Auckland Council to get through that whole process of the of the regional plan and the unitary plan.
Yep.
So it was, it would argue, hamstrung to a good degree in its solution by that.
Yeah.
Are we still seeing that problem of release of land for development or permissions to go up more? And is that still a constraint?
Certainly. Not in Auckland in terms of going up. Because, you know, the unitary plan
means
Auckland
will grow up. It's not just Auckland now, remember, you know?
No, but the problem with releasing more rural land everywhere, and we're talking about Queenstown, for instance, as well, you know, further down the valley, is you're using up good arable land that could have vineyards on it or grow potatoes in Pukekohe. It's unsustainable. We spend much more money on infrastructure, such as roads, new sewerage, new stormwater and that sort of thing, and we're increasing traffic.
I know. So but then you come back to the experience with the unitary plan, which was all those people who are already living in urban areas going, no, we're not going to have high rises here. So that challenge remains. You want to mention a new book out today?
Yes, that's right. And also you did mention that the Herald has also got, New Zealand Herald's got something on housing policy today, which is worth looking at. And also, coincidentally, the PSA has put out a new book, Progressive Thinking, 10 Perspectives on Housing, just being launched today. Disclaimer from me, I'm in that. But it will be in all good bookshops everywhere, I'm sure.
Is it academics? Is it architects? Is it councillors? Who's in there?
It's
alongside
a wide
you?
Variety of people and very short pieces from everyone and in kind of like the language that you can understand, not too many footnotes. But the big argument in there is a fundamental shift in thinking is needed, and I totally agree with that.
Thank you very much. That is appreciated as always. That is Bill McKay, who is Senior Lecturer in the School of Architecture and Planning at the University of Auckland.